Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord today. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. And I am so excited on today, hallelujah, to be here for another opportunity to study the Word, hallelujah. On me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall rise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste city, the desolation of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. I have just read for you Isaiah chapter 61 from the first down through the sixth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, and tonight we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come this evening, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord. Please forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you now, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you tonight for your word, Lord. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to study your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Bless those in radio land on this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to give them, I ask you now to bless them and give them peace. Open up our understanding. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people on tonight. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Tonight we'll still continually be talking about the prophetic intercessors. Prophetic intercessors. So the signs of an intercessor, intercessory prayer gift and calling. Here are some of the signs of a prophetic, signs of intercessory prayer gifts, and I think we went over these the other day. You believe that God has called you to pray, and you love to pray more than most people do. You place a high value on prayer and sometimes wonder why or get frustrated when others do not share it. You have seen significant answers to your prayers, and all three of these, you believe that God has called you to pray and you love to pray more than most people do. And like I said before, when God calls you to pray, you will be able to pray and enjoy it. I mean, when it's time to pray, you're going to run. Every time he wake you up and shake you in the morning, you're going to run to your prayer closet and pray, because there's nothing better than prayer. Hallelujah. It's nothing better than talking to the Father and telling him things that you need him to do or that you want him to do. Then the second one is you place a high value on prayer and sometimes wonder why or get frustrated when others do not share. Well, everybody is not called to prayer. Everybody's not called to prayer. That's one thing you can remember. Everyone is not called to prayer. It's a gift. It's a gift to be able to want to pray all the time, or it's most of the time. Some people don't understand. They don't understand. So it's a gift to want to pray like that, and I love to pray. And number three, you have seen significant answers to your prayer. I just asked the Lord just the other day, I was saying, Lord, I got to do something about Sundays because I can't preach hardly on Sundays because I'm working all the time. And I was just telling the Lord, I said, I need to be able to have one Sunday off so that I can preach. And I guess that was Monday or something like that, or Tuesday. It was yesterday when I found out the young lady said, I'm supposed to work for you, son. And I'm looking at her like, I didn't know anything about this. But that was an answered prayer. Those were answered prayers. And I thank and praise God on today for answered prayers. Then you have specific signs related to prophetic intercessory prayer gifts. If you are called to the ministry of a prophetic intercessor, you will find that you relate to some or many of the following additional things. You tend to pray more at times when you feel by the Holy Spirit. You may know this as a burden of prayer, and sometimes I just preached about that because we're debtors of the gospel of Christ. So it's the same way when it is prayer. We feel like that we have to pray all the, you know, it's just when the Holy Spirit gives you an urgency. It's something like a quickening in your spirit. And so you want to pray. You want to go and run and pray, because that's how God does this thing. Prayer is easy for you when you sense that the Holy Spirit has given you a specific burden or a specific assignment, because a lot of us are assigned to pray. We've been called and given an assignment to pray for someone or something. However, you find it harder to pray when people assign prayer to you as a task or give you a list and times to pray unless you feel drawn by the Spirit of these. See, a lot of times you make your own prayer list because people always ask you to pray for them. They always ask you to pray for them here and there. As you witness, as you talk to other people, they ask you to pray for them. So you make your list. You write their name down and what it is they will have you to pray for. And sometimes they don't even give you that, but the Spirit of God will give it to you. So then you write it down on your paper that you have in your on your altar or in your prayer room or your prayer closet. So when it's time to pray, you can go and pray, and you'll have a list. But we don't want people giving us, saying, well, I want you all to pray this, this, and this. I want you to pray this, this. My thing is, we are assigned to a region. We are assigned to a region. We all have cities. We have states and regions that we should be praying for anyway. Nobody needs to tell us that. We should be praying for our city. We should be praying for the president, the Congress, the governor, the senators. We should be praying for people that have rule over us. We should pray for them, the police officers. We should pray for them. Pray for them. Even the ones that done wrong, pray for them. Pray for them that we supposed to pray for them. See, a lot of times we get intimidated by those who are like task intercessors who happily spend hours praying over lists. I spend hours praying, but I don't expect nobody to do this. But, you know, God called me and gave me the assignment. However, God is calling you to embrace your particular gift and calling and see it as he does, highly valued and powerful, and they are. But because I was praying up to 8 hours a day, I didn't really have a list. But God was putting stuff in my spirit, what I should pray for. And so I had time. This is something I had to do. He set me aside. He consecrated me to pray. And that's what I did. You receive, these are signs that's related to a prophetic intercessory gift, prayer gift. Okay. When you receive revelation from the Holy Spirit concerning what to pray and how to pray, you may receive prophetic insight concerning the situation you are praying about to pass on or to pray further into it. And that's, this is what it's saying. If you have the gift, you are readily received from the Holy Spirit concerning what to pray and how to pray. Because a lot of times, like I just said, they don't tell you what's wrong with them. They'll just say, pray for me. They expect for you to know what to pray for. They'll expect for you to know how to pray. Even if you don't take it to your prayer closet, they want you to pray right then. But if you rely on the Holy Spirit, you're going to know. He's going to tell you. You may be more spontaneous in the expression of your prayer gift than others who are gifted in prayer. Yeah, we have to go right to what we're supposed to be doing. It's like when somebody asks you to pray, don't wait. Jump right on it. And when we have we can have the gift. Some people don't take it like other people do. I just had to wait for the Spirit to give it to me. Some people don't take it as serious as you do. You may not take it as serious as I do. Because I really take it serious. I don't play with praying. Because I love it. I love communicating with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God. So the expression of it, we take it differently than others who are, and they still gifted now, but they take it different. they're different with it. You have a strong sense of humility, intimacy with the Holy Spirit when you pray, and this make your prayer life. It make it stronger when you have an intimacy with the Holy Spirit when you pray, because a lot of times we rush into the prayer room or the prayer closet or the bathroom, the closet, closed closet, wherever you pray, we rush in there and we do what we do and we come on out of there. But if you can get in there and meditate before you go into your prayers, sit there and meditate. Just don't rush and run right into it. Sit there and meditate and see what you hear, what God put on your spirit and mind. If you would just sit there and meditate. We can't rush right into things. We shouldn't rush right into things. It's not good. We need to sit there and meditate. Meditate. Wait on the Lord. He got things that he want to put in your spirit, but you definitely have to wait. A strong sense of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. It's like I told you all before, when I used to go in my prayer room in Maryville, Illinois, and I just sit there and wait for the Holy Spirit to move. Once he moved, I did things that pleased him. I prayed how he wanted me to pray. He even had me to sing in tongues. You know, it was beautiful, and I know that was not me singing that tongue. It was some kind of, I don't know what it was. Don't let me begin to say things that I'm not sure about. But I was singing tongue, and it was a different voice. It wasn't my voice, because you all know I have a heavy voice. It wasn't my voice, but it came through me. It came through me, and it was such a blessing to be used by the Holy Spirit. It was an awesome blessing. And so I waited, and that's sometimes we have to wait. We can't rush right in. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, this intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And this will add fire to your prayer life. This will add the anointing to your prayer. Man, it'll be on fire, I tell you. Travail is familiar to you. Travail is a sense of birthing the purpose of God. And you may have experienced wordless groans or weeping in your prayer time. In this, you can identify with Hannah in 1 Samuel and Elijah, who prayed for rain in the birthing position. The birthing position is down on your knees. Just down on your knees. That's how women used to give birth. They didn't lay down and give birth. They would be on their knees. That's the birthing position. And when you're on your knees like that, it's like a travail. It's a travailing thing, a sense of birthing the purpose of God. A lot of times when I'm in prayer, God will give you a moan and a cry. You don't know, you don't know why or what, but God knows that the groans and the weeping mean something in tear language, in a travail language. It means something. You do not always need to have a specific knowledge about what you are praying for. Sometimes you pray in the realm of mystery. It is enough for you to know that the Spirit has called you to pray. And a lot of times when I'm praying in tongues, and I think I told you all this before as well, a lot of times when I'm praying in tongues, And I'm thinking about other things. And I'm saying, Lord, how can I be praying in tongues in my mind on something else? And I kept, and one day I was in the prayer room, and he said, I'm giving you, as you pray in tongues, I'm giving you what to pray for. I'm letting you know what you're praying for. And he was. And when I started paying attention, he would be letting me know what I'm praying for. And I started paying more attention. That's why you have to really pay attention. It's important, when you, especially when you're praying in tongues. And I hope you all listen. When you're praying in tongues, the Lord would give you, because you, what you're going to do is start thinking about other things, because you can pray in tongues and think, God, if God has anything to do with it, he gives you what you need, because he blessed me to be able to interpret the tongue. And he, nobody give it to me but the Lord, because I don't know how to do that. But he does, so he give it to me. And so when I'm praying, things come to my mind, and I know then that's what I'm praying for. And it's a good feeling, because we know that it's the Lord is giving it to us. And we do. Sometimes, you know, we pray in the realm of mysteries. We do. A lot of times we don't know, because it's a mystery. When you have a prayer assignment, it may feel as though you are personally involved and invested in the situation. You may have a sense of identification in the spirit with those you are praying for. You may feel what they are feeling. You may feel what they are feeling, or sensing God's heart toward them, such as compassion, grief, or mercy. And a lot of times when you pray for people, you can pick up the feeling. You pick them up. That God give them to let you feel. And a lot of times when you're praying for a person, you can pick up their infirmity. You pick up their pain. You know, whatever they feeling, you pick it up. A lot of times I be hurting and missing that and don't know why, but I've been to pray for somebody that's having that same ailment. And we have to really remember that, because a lot of times we don't. We don't remember. And that's when you're on a prayer assignment. That's when you're praying. When I asked for prayer requests last night, and I started praying, I don't just stop praying for those people that the other folks ask me to pray for. I keep you on my prayer list. You know the secret place of prayer. Your prayer life is often hidden and sometimes not understood or appreciated by people. However, your reward is found in the presence of God. As with all prophetic gifts and ministries, the ministry of prophetic intercession flourishes in local churches, community, and benefits from oversight. It is temptation for those with prophetic prayer ministries to isolate themselves, especially if they feel misunderstood. And I want to read this again. Your prayer, you know the secret place of prayer. Your prayer life is often hidden and sometimes not understood or appreciated by people. However, your reward is found in the presence of God. So I don't look for a reward for praying. It's a privilege and an honor that God allowed me to pray for the people of God. He could have chose anybody to pray for the people of God, but he allowed me and you to pray for the people of God. It's a privilege. I don't take it lightly. I want to pray for those that people forget to pray for. I want to pray for those that they don't want to, nobody else want to pray for. I want to pray for these people because they need somebody to pray for them. They need somebody to hold them up. We have to know that our prayers are important. We have to know that. We have to know that. You know the secret place of prayer. And prayer life, our prayer life is often hidden because we don't go out telling people, I'm a prayer warrior, I'm an intercessor, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, we don't do that. We steal away in our prayer closet, in our bathroom, in our coat closet, wherever it is that you want to pray. And you get in there, you don't call people and say, hey, I'm in my prayer closet. No, you steal away and you hide in your prayer closet. You're not hiding, but you get in your prayer closet where you feel comfortable. The ministry of the prophetic intercession, it flourishes in the churches, but a lot of churches don't even know about prophetic intercession. A lot of them don't know, but we got to still pray for them that don't know. We got to still pray that God opens the door, send somebody there to let them see and know however God want to do it. This is the way we're going to have to do it. Sometimes the prophetic prayer ministry feels misunderstood sometimes, and I know it can happen because a lot of people don't believe in prophecy. So how can you do prophetic intercession in the community, in the church? Because they some of them don't understand. But you have to keep right on pressing your way. Keep right on pressing your way. Your experience. You can experience a deep sense of satisfaction in prayer, especially in being at the right place at the right time for your God-given assignment to pray on behalf of a person, group, region, or situation. That's what I was telling you earlier. We all have cities, states, regions, countries, people, groups to pray for. When God put it on your mind, you should be praying for the people. You should be praying for, like I said, the president, the congressman, the governor, the senator, everyone that have rule over us, that God would lead them in the right way. Hallelujah. We should be praying for our leaders in the church, the apostles, the prophets, the bishops, the evangelists, the ministers. We should be holding them up, they and their families. We have so many things to pray for. We don't have to have nobody to give us a list. If you just sit down when you first go in your prayer closet and meditate and let the Father give you who to pray for, and He will, it'll keep coming because it's prayer is much needed. It's much needed. Being at the right place at the right time for your God-given assignment to pray on behalf of persons, groups, regions, and situations. Some need you for one thing, Father, and some need you for another. Some need you at this time. Some need some prayer at another time. Prayer is always in order. Prophetic intercessors should be praying much as possible. Much as possible, because prayer is needed all the time. All seasons, prayer is needed. You may be sent by God to be in certain places at particular times. That's so important. Time is season, and time is always important. To intercede on behalf of a situation, on behalf of a person or a region, especially if you are a prophet intercessor operating in the prophetic office ministry. Time is very important because God moves in different seasons, and we have to be in the right place at the right time in the season that the Father tells us to be there, bid us to be there. Your journey has been lonely at times. If you are a prophetic intercessor, your journey is, you know, prophets always are lonely and lonesome. They always are. They don't like a crowd of people. They by themselves. You know, sometimes they be with their family. But most of the time, what they call that? They ride or die buddy. It's the Holy Ghost. That's my ride or die buddy. Jesus. That's who I ride with. And most of the time, that's how prophets are. You know, we're always riding alone. Not always, but you're saying most of the time we're alone. We could be on the bus riding, on a Metrolink ride. However, you're not with a gang of people. You're not with a gang of people. You're by yourself with the Holy Spirit. And he's talking and he's downloading stuff in your spirit while you're driving, while you're riding, whatever. Always, I was telling my husband today, and he called me, and I'm at work, and I felt so lonely. I said, I don't know why I be feeling lonely sometimes, but that's natural for a prophet, for an intercessor. Because I sit and wait to hear what the Spirit going to say. I sit and wait to hear what the Father going to say. So I'm always just sitting and waiting and waiting. And he speaks. But when he speaks that time, I'm waiting for something else. Because we're always praying and we're always remember this. Like when we were in school and people had fights, or your brothers or sister or your cousin or whatever it is, and they had fights. And if you jump in it, take up the fight. When you pray for a person, whatever fight they have, you take it up. Just know whatever demon attacking them, you're going to have to fight that rascal because you took it up. So know that. It comes right on you. You have to start fighting every kind of way you can because you're interceding for that person. You're interceding. And you're stronger than that person because you would never took it up. You wouldn't have never took it up. So just know that when you start praying for people, those demons don't like it. And they'll try to attack you. Know that. They don't like it because you're strong in the Lord. Mm-hmm. They know you're not going to tuck tail and run. You're going to stand up there and pray. One of our challenges has been to learn to fully release after we pray for somebody. Now, I had many years of problems with that, learning to release or to let go. Even when I pray and touch somebody, which I very seldom do, but sometimes I have to. I have to get that thing off of me. We have to learn how to release. when we praying, because a lot of times we carry that burden and we pray and we feel compassion and we feel the heart of the person that's going through stuff, and it's always heavy on us, so we have to show enough pray for them and pray that God lift the burden off of us. We have to do that as prophetic intercessors. We have to release the burden of it. Okay. You prefer prayer meetings that have some room for listening to and being led by the Holy Spirit in prayer. This does not mean that other types of prayer meetings are wrong. We must always honor others who lead prayer meetings, regardless of their culture, methods, or emphasis. They are not wrong, just different. Just different, because we are prophetic intercessors. And we don't pray like ordinary people pray. You know, we're ordinary people, but I'm saying we don't pray like that. When we go in the prayer, God speaks back to us. We can start praying for a person, you're going to hear a word. We pray in tongue, we can pray in tongue, and you're going to get a word back. Right then and there, and they may not even be around the person to give them the word, but you got it. You know what to tell them the next time you talk to them or they ask you to pray. That's how prophetic intercession works. We have a word. God give us a word. He give us what to pray for the person, and he give us a word for the person. If we just wait, when you can hug a person, you can hug a person and pick up heaviness and stress and depression and pain. And, you know, you say, now, where did I get this ache from? I didn't just have this ache. Or where did I get this headache from? I didn't have this headache. You know, it's like we have to know what comes with prophetic intercession. We have to know what comes with it. It's a lot, but God made us like this. He made us just like this, and he expects us to do what we're supposed to do. He expects us to pray and stay before him. I want every one of y'all, hallelujah, to stay before God as much as you can and give anything over to the Lord that you can't handle. And most of the time, we can't handle the stuff. But God can handle anything. He can handle it. When I tell you he can, he can. A lot of times we go through things because we're not doing our assignment. Everyone that's on this radio broadcast is a prophet. I don't know about the ones in radio land. I don't know about you. But God does. Everyone that's on our radio broadcast tonight is a prophet, a call by God from birth. Hallelujah. Called by God from birth. Have mantles draping around them right now. Haven't started on your assignment yet. Just a little bit. God is going to take you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. If you just trust him. You don't need to be around a whole lot of people. You don't need to be around a whole lot of people. You need to be in the presence of God often as you can. Oh, I know we all work. I work. I sacrifice. I work. My client in the other room, bless her heart, I told her, please, just give me 1 hour. Don't call me. Don't do anything. Just give me 1 hour, and I will take care of you after I finish. I thank and praise God for her allowing me. And this is the same lady that accepted Jesus on yesterday as her Lord and Savior. 91 years old, had not accepted him, but she have now. And I give God the glory for that. We have to be on our job. We have to be, we have an assignment. I know why I'm here. I came here for her. Not just to take care of her, but I had to do what God called me to do with her. Because I know what's going on. But we all have an assignment to do. We all have to, don't ever get up in the morning and don't think you don't have anything to do for God, because you do. It's so important for you to stay praying, stay in your word. When God wake you up in the middle of the night, don't lay there. Don't do it. Get up, because you won't go to sleep no way. You won't rest the rest of the night. You may as well get on up, get your prayer out the way so you can sleep. Because he wakes you up. You just don't get up. But you got to start getting out of that bed, laying before the Lord, so he can tell you the things that you need to know and the things that you need to do. Oh, it's uncomfortable. It's not all comfortable. But it's right. You know, I had to be up and get up this morning at 5 o'clock to go to work with my husband. So I got up at 3. He woke me at 3. So I have enough time to pray and get ready to leave out the door at 5. And I haven't been back to sleep since. But it's all right, because you have to sacrifice for things for the Lord. And I sacrifice. It don't matter to me. What matters to me is being on my post, being on my wall, being the watchman that God called me, being the prophetic intercessor that he called me to be, the best apostle that I can possibly be. That's what I want to be. Just a servant of God. Just a servant. Prophetic intercessor is someone who has a fivefold ministry office. Of a prophet. And you can go over there and look at some stuff in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 13. And who also has a primary calling and gifting of intercessory prayer, fivefold ministry. A prophet who is an intercessor will have a greater level of authority in prayer and prophetic ministry than a prophetic intercessor. A prophet who is an intercessor will have a greater level of authority in prayer and prophetic ministry than a prophetic intercessor. And I hope you all got that, because what I'm saying is, a prophet that is an intercessor, you're a prophet first, but you do intercessory prayer, has a greater level of authority, has a greater, and what I mean by that, you can bind a strong man. You're going to bind that strong man. You're going to bind demonic things. You're going to decree and declare things. You're going to know what, because God gave you authority. He's given you authority to do this. So when the prophet start decreeing and declaring, start binding and loosing, he has a greater level of authority. She has a greater level of authority in prayer and in the prophetic ministry. He or she may be used by God to minister through prophecy and intercessory prayer in significant areas. These may include nations or regions, government, education, business, and church movements. So he will use you to minister through prophecy and prayer in different areas, in different nations, in different regions. I just told you all, We supposed to be praying for the ones that have rule over us. We supposed to be praying for, I'm supposed to be praying for Michigan, Southfield, Illinois, East St. Louis, Missouri, St. Louis, different regions, different cities, different states, even the different nations, Nigeria, in Ghana, in different places. We have to intercede for the people. God will show you people over there. He's shown me people to pray for so close in my face. Don't know what they're saying. All I know is to pray for them. That's all. We're intercessor prayers. Prayer was prophetic intercessors, I mean. We have to do this. God has given us an assignment, and everyone that's on this broadcast and everyone that's listening in radio land, it's not by happen chance that you are on this call, on this radio broadcast, that you called in, because God has given you an assignment, a prophetic intercessor. And I mean, you got to keep it, and you have to do it. Don't worry about, well, what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. That's not your call. Your call is to pray, pray in your prayer language, and pray for the people, and God will give you the word. He'll let you know exactly what to pray for, and you have to be real watchful, like I said now, and prayerful, because like when I pray in my prayer language, when I pray in tongues, I think about what I'm praying about or who I'm praying about. He'll give it to me like that. I thank and praise God. He'll give it to me while I'm praying in tongues. And then I can give the word. Or I can pray and know what I'm praying for. But we have to not be slothful. We can't be slack. We can't procrastinate. Another thing, your prophetic intercessor, you got to fast and pray. You got to turn that plate down. God wants to give you power. He's giving us authority. We got to have some dunamis power. We can't run up on this stuff with some little old stuff. Weak stuff. We got to have power. He give us power to tread over serpents and scorpions. But we got to do the things to get that power that God is willingly wanting to give us. We got to make sacrifices to get that anointing like he wants to saturate us and dip us in the anointing. Hallelujah. That's the way we bless other people. That's the way, God, we know what's wrong with them. We know what's the need to pray for. We know that they don't have any food. We know this and this and this. It's God. It's not by our might, nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord and the power of God. That's who it's by. And we have to come to grips that God called us from our mother's womb. He knew us before we were even formed. Hallelujah. So he's been waiting for us to get some things done. Oh, he used some other folks, but we already had our assignment. We already had our destination. What he wanted us to do. He already had that already together. And we got to do it. We got to do it. We can't play with it. I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Gifts come without repentance. Not for us to have a license to sin. But believe me, when God get ready to call you out of whatever you in, you coming out. But he going to use you regardless. Hallelujah. He's going to use you. Regardless, if he called you and ordained you, that stuff's going to fall off like water running off a duck back. So don't let nothing get in your way in doing what God has called you to do. Nothing stop you. Oh, girl, she's doing this and she's doing that. And she don't nobody care about that. God don't. God say, I called them. I called them. And I ordained her. And I ordained him. Not by no piece of paper. I did it. I need her to do this. I've called him to do that. And they're going to do it. And when I get ready to clean that thing, when I get ready, huh, to dip her down in the blood of Yeshua, when I get ready to sanctify and let her live this holy, consecrated life and let him live holy before me, it's going to happen. And the devils in hell won't be able to stop it. So keep on doing what you're doing. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't stop doing. Don't stop letting God feed you and download in your spirit. Because God knows. He knows. He called you. He made us. He created everything. He know what's coming up. Y'all see the things that's happening. Time. It's prayer time now. It is prayer time now. So many things happening in the world today. Don't think they're not going to come this way. He's not going to keep on guarding America. Hallelujah. But we got to keep praying, whether or not. We got to keep praying. Our prayers got to go up before him so he can. But it's enough that's already been done for Jesus to come on through the clouds right now. But no man knows when he's coming. So we got to stay and keep and doing what we're doing. We have so much more to talk about because this is the call that's coming out now. God is calling prophetic intercessors. And so he put it on my spirit to teach on prophetic intercessory prayer. God is calling, he's not only calling prophets or intercessors, he's calling prophetic intercessors. You got to be able to pray and give that word to prophetic intercessors. So that's why he put it on my spirit to teach, because you need to know what he's calling for. These last days, we got to be able to give a word, pray and give a word, let them go right on. You know, pray about a situation, give them a word, go right on. So I hope everyone has gotten something out of this. Because we need to know. We just need to know, and prophets need to know so much. You know, because the enemy trying to confuse and all that. But you have to know that it's God that's doing and using you as a vessel. So I'm not going to hold you all. I thank and praise God that he kept her mouth this time and kept her calm and relaxed until we got finished just about. I give God praise and glory for that. I was even going to try to change the day for it, but the Lord said no. So I'm going to keep it just like it is. We will come on Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central. We'll have our Sunday worship service. And on Monday, we'll have our Bible class again on prophetic intercessory prayer warriors. And on Thursday, we have our praise, prayer, and prophetic hour where God gives us a word. And we have prayer and praise. We had such a good time last night in the Lord that the Holy Ghost sure He showed up last night. And on Friday nights we have our Bible class. So we just thank and praise God for each one of you on the on our radio broadcast. I'm so glad to see some of you all. I thank and praise God for you being here, for your presence being here. And it's not by accident that you're on this radio broadcast on tonight about prophetic intercessors and prophets, because you are a prophet called by God from birth. Hallelujah. And nobody can change that. Nobody can change. Hallelujah. So, and I'm going to be praying for each one of you all in my prayer hour, and the ones in Radio Land. You can always call me at 314-299-0920. You could come on our praise prophet prayer and prophecy hour and get prayed for and give your prayer request. You are welcome. God bless you all in the Lord tonight. I'm going to get ready. We're only on here 1 hour. I'm going to get ready to dismiss. I love you all so much. Father, we just thank you for each one of them, Lord, asking you to keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Bless their families and their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them all covered, Lord. The ones in Radio Land, Father, I ask you to cover them right now and their families in the name of Jesus. For the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Amen. You all have a blessed Sabbath, because the Sabbath is going to come in. And a blessed weekend. Have a good night. And God loves you. I love you too. Good night. Amen.